Raleigh, North Carolina. It's The Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack, a podcast dedicated to the show Lost on ABC. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Hello and welcome to The Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack. My name is Jay.
And I'm Rosen Bernard.
And welcome to the Thursday edition of The Lost Podcast.
Yes. Wasn't it great to see Rosen Bernard again?
This was a great episode because it really felt season one caliber.
I was almost in tears.
I actually watched all of Charlie's flashbacks before this episode. Get myself prepared. And
were you prepared to cry?
The Moth is one of my favorite episodes, but I really felt this episode, and I did it. It was a real good tearjerker.
Why don't people like Charlie?
I don't know.
I don't get it.
I've always liked Charlie, but I guess there's times when characters go certain ways and people don't like that. So I can see that.
And his episodes have almost brought me to tears a couple of times.
Yeah, the Moth for one, yeah. His first two. The Firewater was a little weird.
Yeah.
But this one is definitely just a great episode. Loved it a lot and can't wait to talk about it.
Yeah.
But before we get into anything, we got last recap, listener feedback. Do you have your crackpot theory of the week this week?
Yes.
And I think to close out the show, we're going to put in a Bare Naked Hurley song.
Oh.
A new one.
He has a new one. That's great.
But before getting into anything, if you'd like to buy a Jay and Jack t-shirt, you can click the link right now, the AAC feed, or check out jayandjack.com with the big old link on the side button.
The shirts are great. When you're skinning a rabbit,
just keeps
the area clean. You can wipe your hands on it afterwards. You don't have that blood all over your hands like, you know, someone else did on the show.
All right, here we go. Last recap.
Last recap. Last recap. Last recap.
All right, so last recap time, greatest hits, Charlie-centric episode.
Yeah.
And this one starts out with, we don't know it's Carl, but a man getting into a boat and taking off in the water really fast.
He was in a hurry, big hurry.
What do you think it was for?
Maybe sell at JCPenney's. You never know.
You can do
a pair of socks. Or...
Yeah, okay, so then we go to the Party of the Losties.
Party of the Losties.
Yeah, there's too many to count. I can't count past six. But
I'm guessing there were 11.
Jack is taking them to a certain place we don't know yet, and Charlie makes a pretty funny joke.
Yeah.
About
why does everything have to be
exactly.
a secret?
Exactly. And as they're walking there, Desmond is with them as well, and he kind of pauses a little bit. Looks like he's having a flash, and Charlie right away says, "Hey, am I gonna die again soon?"
Not yet, Desmond brother.
No, nothing at all.
I don't know anything, man.
The beautiful scenery. Jack takes them to the clearing, and that's when Juliet repeats, that this was the plan. I'm not doing it. Yada yada yada.
Why did she say, "Son, I'm sorry, I lied to you"?
I think it was because she did lie to her.
So she is a liar.
Yeah, we all know that.
Well, maybe she was lying about maybe the baby being conceived on the island, maybe?
No.
I'm just throwing it out there.
She would have said that to her if she was...
No, because she's a liar.
Then why would she even say it in the first place if she's not even going
to
say it?
I'm just throwing it out there for argument's sake.
Lame. I don't know. I'm just getting your time.
That's nice.
Jack says, I was like, hey, we can't run again this time. I thought of a plan. And he calls out Danielle.
Yeah, which
comes out of the forest.
Didn't you say that he might be working? That?
Yeah, I don't know. I was just figuring because, I'm intelligent like some people. And she comes out and she blows up a poor other's tree, I guess, if it's a bad tree.
Yeah.
And using...
Jay just stole my joke, but that's okay.
And,
it's okay. I'm here to help you.
And,
if it makes you happy, steal away.
He says, we're going to make them think they can come there. There's going to be the marks on the tent. And when they go in the tents, we're going to blow them all to hell.
There'll be dynamite waiting for them.
And then we cut to commercial
and
break.
Napoleon Dynamite.
We come back from the commercial, and we go into Charlie's flashback, and I guess there's the rest of Drive Shaft's band in a van.
It's raining pretty hard.
Wasn't there track 23 on
it
the radio dial there?
It looked
there,
like track 23.
Right there in a broken down tour van. It's Liam and Charlie trying to fix the spare tire, put in a new spare.
And they're yelling at each other. They're not happy.
Yeah. Charlie wants to quit. They're not making any. They're poor. They're broke. They have any money. And just as all hope is lost, everybody comes on the radio. And
they're all happy.
Charlie then writes that down coming out of the flashback
as number 5, first time heard himself on the radio.
You notice what I noticed about Charlie's handwriting?
What?
My handwriting's better than his.
No. I've seen your handwriting's chicken scratch.
Look at this.
I can actually read his.
Look at this right here.
Yeah?
Can you read that today?
Yeah.
Okay.
It must be like your formal writing or something. We go to Charlie and Naomi, and Charlie finds out that Drive Shaft has made a bit of a comeback after his supposed death in the real world.
I got a question over here.
What?
Do you believe Naomi?
Yes, I totally believe her. True and true.
That they released the greatest hits of Drive Shaft.
Yeah.
Okay, after he died. So it's been, what, 90 days on the island?
Uh-huh.
90 days on the island. So, it's not Elvis Presley that died, not the Beatles.
You can release the greatest hits pretty quick.
Okay.
Man.
So you believe Naomi?
Yes, I do. True and true.
I'm going to tell you right now, I don't believe her.
But it was really cool to see that Charlie, his band, is actually making a comeback, what he really wanted.
But what if it isn't?
Well, then if it isn't, I'm sorry, but I believe Naomi, and I think it's really what's going on. But
you believe everybody.
Charlie sees Desmond. He has the...
The Grim Reaper look.
Yeah, the Grim Reaper look. And so I guess Charlie knows that he's going to be dying soon, yeah. I guess, supposedly.
Well, Desmond has that look. I'm sorry, brother.
Yeah. We've come to know it all too well.
Yeah,
it
is to me.
We then go to Jack, Juliet, Rousseau, and Saeed. And Saeed's kind of upset with Jack because he seems more intent on blowing up others than the fact that they have a way to communicate.
And Saeed wants to get us off the island.
Yes. And Saeed wants to end the transmission, Rousseau's transmission, because it's blocking the way to get out the signal. But that's when Juliet then says that, I guess you said we as in the others,
yes,
are jamming all other transmissions aside from ours from the Looking Glass station underwater.
Mm-hmm.
So the true underwater hatch pokes its head, and I guess Jack is finally, truly
Well, that was the confirmed. Underwater hatch that I was actually talking about.
Yes, the cable going to the
cable going to a hatch. So I was happy.
We then go to Charlie and Claire, who seem to be sharing a nice moment, but Claire seems to be a little bit worried
about
Charlie.
She had pretty blue eyes.
She always does.
Boy,
she's always gorgeous.
She is. Oh, now you're going back to Claire?
I've always been with Claire. I've never not been
I
with
think
Claire.
If we go back a couple weeks, you were kind of dumping her
I
for...
I said Kate was trying to seduce me into liking Kate more, but I'm always going to stay with Claire.
I don't think that's what you said.
Something along those lines. Yeah. We then go to Charlie and Desmond, and Desmond tells Charlie... that Claire and Aaron are going to get rescued by the helicopter, but it won't happen if he doesn't die.
Yeah.
That's a commercial break.
What a bummer that was.
We then go back out of the commercial break back to Charlie's flashback, and he is a child at a swimming pool.
Yes.
And his dad wants him to jump in with his brother Liam taunting him. He's a child, by the way. I don't remember if I said that or not.
You did
say
that.
But he jumps in, and he swims for the first time with his father.
So what's the deal?
What?
I thought Charlie couldn't swim.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. Maybe it's a continuity error.
Oh, there's no way that's a continuity error.
Well, remember, you got to remember, they did that was episode 5, White Rabbit, when he said he can't swim.
Oh, they remember everything, though.
Well, I know, but maybe they just didn't want to do
that. We
even
said
anymore.
It a couple weeks ago in the helicopter crash. Well, Charlie couldn't swim out to
I know.
Because he can't swim.
I know, but I don't know. Maybe Maybe we'll get an explanation for
I'm
that.
I'm telling you right now, there's no way it was continuity error.
Maybe he just doesn't like water. Maybe we'll learn that in a future flashback, oh,
he could
something
be
like that.
He might not be an ocean swimmer. Might be afraid of the ocean.
Something like
that. That I could see.
We then go to Desmond and Charlie, where Desmond actually tells him the full details of how Charlie will die. He says that he's going to be underwater. He's going to turn a switch, and he's going to be flooded with water, and he's going to drown,
right.
And he's going to die.
Would you hang out with Desmond? He's just he's just not a guy... He's a nice guy, but he just always brings bad news.
Well, I mean, it's either you hang out with him, be a little bit depressed, but at least you're alive, or you don't hang out with him and you die. What's your choice?
I guess you got to hang out with him. Just be depressed all the time.
We then go to Jack, Juliet, Charlie, Desmond, and Saeed, and Saeed is pulling out the plans for the Looking Glass, so I guess maybe he took that from the flame hatch?
Yeah, I guess. It looked like pretty good plans to me.
Yeah, but he wants to shut it down so he can stop the others jamming.
And they were saying someone has to swim out there.
Yeah, exactly, and Juliet said that, you know, it's some kind of accident happened, it's flooded, there's no way, you have to swim down into it, and it's all underwater and stuff.
Now, I was thinking, while I was watching it, can't they just cut the cable?
Yeah, we actually had some calls about that too. Maybe the cable's not that important.
We had an email from someone too that said, "Couldn't they just burn the cable?"
Yeah.
So I guess you can't. I don't know.
Maybe that's not as important to the underwater hatch as you would think.
Well, it's not as important to the story.
Well, I'm not saying the story, but I mean, if you think about it, if that one little cable, you're just going to leave it out on the beach, could destroy that the underwater hatch. It's not a very good.
They've done other stupid things on the island.
This is the others, though. According to you, they always have their they cross their T's and dot their I's.
Well, they usually do.
But yeah, so we find out this is a suicide mission, and this is pretty much what Charlie is in Desmond's forward flash needs to do to make sure everybody gets rescued.
Well, he volunteers and
yeah,
Jack
Charlie
says,
offers
and Jack
says
no.
And he basically says, you know, people have been wanting me to be the leader, you know, for 90 days now to make decisions, and I'm making one right now. No.
All of a sudden, Jack's acting like a leader.
Yeah. Well,
you know.
Not so much. It's more he's on a vengeance plan.
Yeah.
We then see Rose and Bernard.
Yes.
They are back.
I missed Dharma, Rose,
just in
and
time
Bernard.
For the end of the season.
Did you miss them?
Yes, I did. It was nice to have them back.
I love Rose and Bernard.
Bernard's trying to tie a knot and show Rose how to do it, but he obviously doesn't know how to, and Rose has a pretty vast knowledge of tying knots.
Now,
was that in her Dharma training?
That's Dharma training 101.
We then go to Jin and Sun, or Sun, and Jin wants to know what Sun did with Juliet. You know, he said, I heard Juliet say your name.
Yeah.
What's up? And Sun then kind of does a little bit of a lie, saying, you know, that the baby is healthy. And that kind of thing. I mean, she kind of neglected to tell the whole truth, basically.
Yeah. No. She was hanging out with Juliet, so it does kind of catch. I mean, you kind of get, you know, rubs off on you.
And then we see Hurley digging, a ditch there for some of the cables. And we see Carl laying on the beach with his little boat. And he tells them that, you know, the others are coming.
Sight
was about ready to kill him, and then Sawyer saved him.
Yeah, Sawyer said, hey, wait a minute. And he goes, he's another. He goes, no, he's my friend, basically. He's a good other.
Yeah, and Carl says, you know, the others are coming, and then Sawyer says, you know, oh, thanks, we already know that, buddy. He says, no, they're coming tonight. They're coming right now.
And then, boom.
Cut to commercial break. We then, after the commercial, we come back to like a 6 hours ago situation going to the other's point of view.
Right.
We see Ben coming up to Alex, who is, I guess, killing one of Ben's baby rabbits.
Yeah, she was killing
a white rabbit.
It looked like she was killing a rabbit.
Killed a rabbit. Ben looks really disheveled. I mean, because as far as we can assume, this is him coming back from shooting a Locke.
He doesn't look. It doesn't look like cool, calm, collected Ben.
That we all know.
You know, I'm starting to think. Well, maybe I'm wrong. Ben is just losing it.
Yeah. Alex then says.
You know, maybe I was thinking too. Ben, you know, he is responsible for Ethan and Goodwin being killed. He sent them over there.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe the others are mad about that.
The whole series
of events that started it.
I don't know. I think it's just really. Whenever, you know, a leader's in power for a long time, the populace is going to kind of go, well, we don't like anymore.
Well, plus he doesn't let him go home either.
Exactly. I mean, they're clashing with his ideals.
The pressure's getting to Ben.
Yeah. And Alex asks where Locke is, and he gives it back, the gun, to Alex.
Yeah.
So I guess kind of know what happened there.
Well, now, does she think she checks it to see if all the bullets are there?
I don't know. I didn't. She didn't check it, but she just took it back. But then he goes to the others, all of them, and he says he wants, we're going right now, we're changing plans, we're going to send 10 men, and if the men put up a fight on the Lost Seas camp, take all the women if you have to.
And kill anyone that stands in your way.
Exactly.
Now, didn't Richard look kind of shaken up, too?
Well, yeah.
He's like, well, what's the plan? What's going on? What's going on?
And Alex...
Now, is this all an act, or is this...
This is not an act.
Okay.
This is not an act.
This
is all an act thing isn't going over too
well. No, I'm just throwing it out there.
Of course, I may be wrong, but I really don't think so right now.
At this point, I got to be honest, I don't know what's going on.
Alex, hearing this, then goes to Carl, who is hiding out in the trees, who is expecting his delicious new baby white rabbit. but he'll have to wait. You know, Carl, I mean, it's been said before, he looks so much like Empire Strikes Back Luke Skywalker. Mark Hamill?
Yeah. Maybe it's his son.
Maybe. I don't know. But Alex then asked Carl to go warn the Losties of what's going on.
I don't want to. I don't want to go.
Uncle Owen, I want to go to Tashi Station and pick up power converters. I'm telling you, he's Luke Skywalker. All right.
But then didn't Alex, he said, but your father will kill me.
Yeah, we said Sawyer and Kate saved your life.
Yeah.
You owe him.
Well, he didn't say Sawyer and Kate. He said Ford and
Austin.
Come on.
Essentially.
That's what he said.
He
says that Sawyer, you know, your father will kill me. He goes, is he my father?
Yeah.
Something like that. And I was like, oh, now what's
going
on?
So maybe she kind of knows something.
What's going on? And then he kind of looked at her like he knew something.
Exactly.
So maybe that's why, I don't know.
I don't know. Maybe Daniel's not lying.
Hold on a second.
What?
I never said she's lying about her being Alex's daughter.
I know.
Why, you said Mom.
You said Danielle was part of the Dharma Initiative.
She used to be part of the others.
Okay. And you also said her whole story about crashing on the island and all that kind of stuff was fake as well.
Yeah, she's lying about that.
Okay, just want to make sure, confirm that. But then we go back.
Little, you have a little inside dirt
No,
there?
I don't have anything. All I'm right, just thanks. Making sure.
Cause, nothing so snotty.
we go to Carl and the Losties. Carl's kind of telling the situation, which I really liked is you could have had just Carl talk about what happened, but I really like that they actually went back to what it was six hours ago.
I agree.
Because basically that's what it was. It was just catching us up on what Carl was telling
them. But it
also
showed us why they moved up the plan because Ben's just,
yeah, exactly.
Just losing it.
So I really like they chose that instead of just Carl telling a situation. I really like that. Carl gives a lowdown, and they don't have enough time to do their whole plan with the wires and everything to blow up the dynamite.
Well, he says that Juliet is a spy.
Yeah.
And she says, thanks, Carl, but I already told
her.
Neener.
But then Saeed says, well, we can shoot the dynamite from a distance, and it would have the same effect. Rousseau wants to be in this as well, but Jack says no. He
now,
doesn't want
why
Rousseau
did he
to
say no?
I don't know.
He
seems kind of weird.
Maybe he doesn't trust her 100%.
I guess maybe not.
I mean, what else would it be? She's
helping him out right now.
And she's good with a rifle.
Yeah, or maybe he wants her for something else. Don't know. I honestly don't know. But yeah, if there was one person I'd want with a rifle trying to shoot out the dynamite to blow it up, I would want Rousseau.
Plus, if you're going to leave someone behind,
uh-huh.
Why wouldn't you leave someone who's really not part of your group?
Yeah, and one that can hide and has avoided the others for a long time
right. Anyway.
So that seemed a little bit weird. But he's going to take everybody else that isn't one of the shooters to the radio tower, and Charlie volunteers to go to the underwater hatch job to turn the switch to end the jam of the Lossies trying to send out help.
Yep.
Stress call.
And I'm starting to get sad. I really was. I was really starting to get choked.
Exactly,
up.
Yeah. We then go back to number three on Charlie's greatest hits. It was Christmas morning, and Charlie... got a pretty nice Christmas present.
Well, when Liam came and said, hey, it's Christmas. No kidding. not that I condone that.
But a really nice scene where Liam gives...
I got a question.
Yes.
Those two girls, will we see them later on?
I don't know. That'd be kind of weird.
Okay.
All right. He gives him the DS. I guess we thought it was what Charlie said, remember, at the beginning, the second tour of Finland, drive shaft ring.
Yeah.
But in fact, it was a family heirloom, and it was Dexter. What was the last name?
I can't remember.
But it was actually a name for somebody that inspired the name Drive Shaft.
I was too busy crying.
And Liam said, "No, I'm not going to live past 30. You're gonna go on. You're the only drug-free rock star I know.
Well, I think
you're gonna have kids."
He was worried about me pawning it off, or
exactly. Well, he said, "You know, I'm going to die by the time I'm 30. This needs to move on. It needs to be carried on."
Well, he was worried about, I think, losing the ring to maybe selling it or doing.
Well, something. I don't think it was so much that. I was thinking it's because he's not. He said he's worried about dying really young.
Well,
and
if he dies,
the ring should be passed on to, you know, the line. He says, you're going to have family, you're going to have kids, you should have it to pass it on.
Yeah, but if you die, you can still take it off him. And
but I think he wanted to do it under his own power. You know,
I could go with that.
So that was number three on his greatest hits, getting the ring from his brother Liam. We then go to a really touching scene with Charlie and Claire. He says his goodbyes. He has a really nice tender moment with Aaron, and he calls him Turnip Head again. He says he loves him. And Charlie and Claire share a kiss goodbye.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, man, this is too much
you were
to handle.
You were jealous then. You were saying, Charlie, go down and swim. Go now, before you kiss Claire. I heard you.
We cut the commercial break. We come back, and we're back to number two on Charlie's list. Now, this I don't think was the same scene that was from Flashes Before Your Eyes. Because he was playing the guitar, he was playing the Oasis song.
It kind of seemed like it, though.
Wonderwall.
It was raining.
Yeah, and it rained.
Thing with the guitar.
He was singing the same song, but if he's kind of on the side road, he'd probably sing the same song a lot of times. I don't think it's the same time. I really don't, because he wasn't in the same location either.
Okay, I was thinking it was the same thing, but
so was I at first, but I don't think so now. I think it was a different time. But then it starts to rain. He packs up his guitar and starts walking. And then in an alleyway, as he walks by, he sees a woman getting robbed.
Right.
And then he comes to her rescue, and we find out that the woman is Nadia.
Well, he hits him with a guitar case.
Yeah.
And I know you said that was the best thing he's ever done with his guitar.
Oh, come on. That's wrong.
You said that. So great. We got Ralph from Dahmerlars calling us.
Actually sending a text message. Wow. Geez, thanks, Ralph. Thanks, interrupting Ralph. A podcast. Just kidding.
When are you recording yours? We're going to interrupt yours.
So she calls him a hero, saying, you know, I had three people walk past me, didn't even try to help me. You did. You're a hero. Number two on his list, woman I saved calls me a hero.
Yeah.
We then go to Desmond and Charlie. They're getting the boat ready to go and ship out. We then go to Saeed and Jack. They're discussing. Saeed has some crazy like knife in his backpack.
He did have something.
It's like some crazy insane handle or something. It was like some gigantic machete. Is that his machete?
It's his torture knife.
Man, I don't know. It was deadly.
Hey, I'm not messing with Saeed.
But we see Bernard doing some shooting practice.
Yeah, with old Rose standby.
And he's a pretty good shot.
Yeah.
As Rose tells him, you know, these aren't pheasants.
They don't shoot back. Yeah, the others will shoot back. The pheasants don't.
Yeah.
And she's always quick with those one-liners.
Huh, yeah. And
I forgot she was funny.
she wants to stay behind with Bernard, but Jack will have none of it.
Yeah.
And then Saeed says... Well,
didn't she have a great line, Jack? It's good to have you back, or you're so optimistic, or whatever it was.
Well, I since you've been back, you're so optimistic. Yeah. But then Saeed and Jack are having a conversation, talking about what they're going to do, and then Saeed tells Jack that you're not going to stay behind with the others. It seems like you're on a vengeance path here.
Right.
You say you're the leader, be the leader, go lead our people to the radio
Act
tower.
Act like it.
Yeah. And so that's a really nice moment. I mean, Saeed is really, Saeed's, he's always the level-headed person right. in the camp, even since the first season.
Well, I think the plan
except for when Shannon died, went a little bit.
Well, I think the plan has a chance to work because it's not Saeed's plan.
Oh,
I'm just saying that.
Ouch. So Jack is going to lead the Lossies to the radio tower while Saeed will lead the explosions of the others.
Yes.
Hurley then comes up to Charlie and Desmond.
Lost it on this one.
I know, man. It was too much.
You know, because I think it was almost like real. Like, I think they
I don't know for a fact,
but I think they are friends.
Yeah, of course they're,
friends. So I think they hang out, and I was like going, oh my God, they're really saying goodbye at this point. And I was like going.
I really felt it. I really did.
I was like, because the way they were looking at each other, I'm going, man, I'm going to cry. I'm crying right now just thinking about it.
But Hurley wants to ride with him. He doesn't want to go on any more, you know, treks or anything like that. He's had enough of him. And Charlie, I think, just trying to get him not to be with him because he doesn't want to, you know, break down.
Yeah.
Says he's too big, and Hurley kind of gets offended and walks away.
Not cool, dude.
Yeah. But then Charlie comes back, hugs him, and tells him he loves him, and says Hurley says, love you too, dude.
Yeah.
I was hoping Hurley would go along because it would have been kind of like a nice little last trip.
I don't think I could have handled it.
I know. We've cut the commercial break. We cut back. Losties are getting ready to go. To the tower, and we go to Hurley and Claire. Hurley's with Vincent on a leash.
Yep.
So I guess Vincent came back for the little trek. And
he came back with Rose and Bernard.
Yeah. Well, Vincent's been back before.
I know.
But he then says, you want to help with Aaron? And Claire says, no, it's okay. But Claire picks up Aaron, and the drive shaft ring is there in the bed. I was like, oh, no, my God.
You're killing me, guys.
Help it. We then go back to Desmond and Charlie. They get in the boat. They find the cable, and they put it around the little catamaran thing there.
Yeah.
And nice little guide to go to the water hatch.
You'd think they would have done that sooner, though, don't you?
Yeah.
It took three seasons. When Saeed first found it, you think, here, what's this cable doing?
You know, I watched that episode this week, too. I was just like, man. From that, I remember watching that episode, and it's from that point to now where they finally went the other way.
I think the whole thing that always bothered me when I first saw that cable, I go, remember I kept saying, what is that? The first time we were watching the whole, before we even started doing a podcast.
Yeah.
What about that cable?
Yeah.
Because I kind of have a habit of not letting things go.
Yeah.
And that was one thing I couldn't let go.
Then we go to Charlie's number one memory, the night he met Claire. And this was actually a really nice scene. I guess it was the first night from the crash.
Yeah, it was some funny parts too.
Charlie then kind of has a nice little line there saying, you know, is this your first crash?
Your first plane crash?
Yeah, can always tell a newbie.
That is a great pickup line though. If you ever crash on an island, it gets the girls every time.
I'll have to write that one down.
Yeah, write it down, Jay. You're single.
Plus, if I get Claire for that, man, that's pretty good.
What worked for Charlie?
Exactly. But a really nice moment there, his number one moment, meeting Claire. I was like, oh, man, this is just too much. So then we're there.
I was saying, just kill him already.
We then get to the Looking Glass station. And
the water is so clear.
Yeah, Desmond and Charlie are there, and Desmond says he'll go. Maybe it's his destiny to go. Maybe the reason why he's saying is because he needs to be in the place of him.
I'm thinking, great, Charlie's going to live.
Exactly. You know, I love Desmond to death, but you know, I figured if Desmond's going to go, he's going to live. That's what I was actually thinking. I was like, so I was relieved when Desmond said
he would go.
Well, I
was thinking too, because I go, you know, I like Desmond. I like him a lot, but he's not one of the original guys.
Uh-huh.
Not that I want him killed off, because I like his character.
Uh-huh.
But I was thinking, I like Charlie more than Desmond at this point.
Well,
it's hard because Charlie's one of the, he was one of the originals.
Yeah, I really hate picking people who I like more, but yeah, I was relieved that Desmond was going to go because I felt that Desmond would be able to come back from it.
I don't want either one to die because I think there's more of the back. We need more.
Yeah, Desmond has too much story left. Yeah,
story left. So we need more. But I want both to live.
But as we all think, as we feel that Desmond's going to go at that moment. Charlie then knocks him on the head with a paddle.
That's when I said Charlie's going to do something, because when he said it's behind you, I said, oh, come on.
So then Charlie, you know, mans up to it,
yeah.
And he then gets his little weight belt. He stands there, and then just that look in his eyes, he's just going to jump in, knowing that he's going to his death.
Right.
That takes courage. I could never do that.
That's a brave
guy. Not that much knowing that you're going to your death to say I couldn't do it. But
not even for the love of your life?
Okay, maybe I could at that point, but I just, in my head right now, I can't.
It's Claire.
but,
pretty blue eyes. No, Jay's jumping in right now.
No, but it shows how heroic that moment is for Charlie. I mean, compared to last season when he became kind of, you know, an outcast from the rest of the Losties. It was a really nice touching moment. He jumps into the water, as he's going down, his checkered Vans come off his feet.
Yeah,
that we all know and see.
Like, oh man!
And it just says kind of slow motion shot on the Vans. Like, oh man, he's dead.
Yeah.
Well,
I was thinking, why do you have his shoes on in the first place?
I don't know. Well, he swam with his jeans and he swam with his shoes. Remember, it's how they do it.
That's right. What am I
on
thinking?
The Lost Island. But
and
then
he was swimming. I mean,
he was swimming pretty well. He gets down to the hatch. I was like, oh man, he's not gonna be able to make it. You can't hold your breath for that long and swim. Oh,
it's longer than he thinks, and he can't get
He's just gonna die before he even gets to it. That'd be tragic.
Yeah.
Because I can hold my breath for about 2.5 minutes. But I was like, oh man, there's no way he's gonna be able to make it. But then he gets under the underwater hatch, and it's not flooded in.
No.
He screams.
What a shock that either Juliet was lying, or Ben was lying. Someone was lying.
Yeah.
So.
But then Charlie screams for joy that he's alive, and just as you think, oh, he's alive and all is well. Two girls come out with guns, and they have Charlie at gunpoint.
Now, were those Charlie's Christmas presents?
No, I don't think
they
so.
They sure look like them.
No, I don't think so.
That
no.
My first thought was, have you seen those girls before?
Cut the loss, end of the episode. Oh, man, this was just, if there was an episode for somebody to die off, this was like the great way to do it, because it was really emotional.
I kept thinking the whole, because I kind of got spoiled on a podcast I was listening to today. They kind of said it before they said spoiler, and then they said it, and I was like, oh.
Uh-huh.
But the whole time I'm thinking, okay, he's going to die, and then he didn't die, and I'm like going, well, what's going on?
But there was a sigh of relief once, like, because there was so much tension of him being underwater. It's like, you can't hold your breath much longer, and then finally the release of him being able to breathe again. It was but it was just a great episode. I really like the fact that
acting was top notch again.
Just brilliant acting. And I really like the fact that they didn't kill him. But the whole tenseness of the whole situation was just as good as if they killed him or not killed him. So I really like that.
Now, if Juliet was telling the truth that it was that she said Ben said it was flooded.
Uh-huh.
Why would Ben lie about that hatch being flooded? He doesn't want people going there?
I guess not.
Or he doesn't want to see who was there?
Yeah, maybe that's a card up his sleeve, you know, that they don't know about.
Okay.
But it is a station for the submarine to get to, too.
Yeah.
So, seems kind of weird.
I don't know what's going on.
But maybe we'll learn about that more as it goes down the road. But
we only have one more week left.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't think we're going to find out next week.
Yeah, probably further down the road. I really do think, though, that the whole Charlie being in there will not be resolved this season. I think that's going to lead into next season.
I agree. I think Charlie is safe until season 4.
All right, but I thought it was a great episode. I still have a feeling that Charlie will die the way Desmond said the flash said, because he said he didn't know when it happened, so maybe he will still die in the future.
Well, they should have just done it today and got it over with. I can't handle another episode like this. I can't.
But it was a great episode. I loved it a lot, and it was just really emotional. And can't wait for next week. As far as pre-season finale episodes go, that was the best one.
Yeah.
Definitely the best one. Let's get some listener feedback, see what you guys had to say about
this
episode.
Let's do it, sir.
Here we go.
Listener feedback.
All right, it's listener feedback time. Got a lot of great calls about tonight's episode. Let's get into the first set here. We got, I couldn't quite make out the name from New Jersey. Maybe you guys will be able to hear it. I can never hear it right when I'm trying to do these calls. Amy, Ben from New Jersey, Brad Jedi, and the French Toad. Here we go.
Hi, Jane Jack. This is Brad from New Jersey. I just got finished watching tonight's episode of Greatest Hits, and holy crap! I know all of the calls probably going to start like that, but holy crap! I mean, the end... Oh my gosh. My theory? I have a theory. The people down there in the Looking Glass are not from the others. I think that they are Dharma. That maybe the blonde chick is Annie, or somehow, I don't know, but I totally didn't see that coming. Totally didn't see that coming. There are a few discrepancies, though. I mean, I think back in season one, Charlie said when Jack went out to rescue that girl who was drowning but ended up rescuing Boone, that he didn't swim. And now all of a sudden, he's a champion swimmer. I don't know if that's a discrepancy or a mistake or something that we have to analyze to the nth degree. I don't know. But tonight's episode was awesome, awesome, awesome. Can't wait to hear the podcast tomorrow. Bye.
Hi, Jay and Jack. My name is Amy, and I'm a first-time caller, and I'm from Pennsylvania. And I'm just calling to say that this is a very good episode tonight, and I almost was crying at the end. I didn't know if Charlie was going to die, what was going to happen. When he was talking with Desmond, I was really upset, but then I got really kind of okay with it. But then all of a sudden, he knocked Desmond out, and then I thought he was going to push the button, and then the people came out of nowhere. And it just shows you that Lost always surprises you. So, anyway, well, you guys have a great podcast, and I listen to it every week. And thanks so much for doing the podcast, and keep up the great work, and take it easy. Good luck with the finale. Take it easy. Bye.
Hey, Jane Jack. This is Ben from New Jersey. I just got finished watching the Charlie episode, and let me be the first to say... Wow, it was so good. So emotional. I really thought Charlie was going to die at the end there. Now, who are those two women? I thought the second one looked kind of like Cindy, but maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. We only caught a glimpse of her. And, wow, just, oh, man, what a very good episode. Really sets up the finale, which is going to be just amazing. And, of course, there's a clip show tomorrow. Looking forward to that. And, man, this episode was great. My one theory about the two women is that they're leftovers from the Dharma Initiative that have been stuck down there because they can't, they didn't think they could swim all the way back up and then get back to the island. So Charlie's going to find this out. And, you know, who knows what's going to happen after that. This season has just been amazing. Cannot wait for the conclusion. You guys rock. Oh, see ya.
Hey, Jane Jack, what's going on? It's Brad Jedi. Wow. You know, I gotta say, I went through about 2 and 9/10 seasons of really not liking Charlie at all. And all I could say is tonight, what a gut-wrenching episode. I think my opinion of him has totally changed. I actually ended up feeling really bad for him. And kind of hope he doesn't die. But... you know, that's lost for you. It gets you to, like, think one thing and then think something completely different about the characters. Wow, it was like watching Mickey die in Rocky III. Anyway, can't wait to see next week. One can only wonder what they have in store for us, and it's going to probably be obscene. I can't wait to see it. Looking forward to the podcast. Take care, guys. Bye.
Hey, Jay and Jack, it's the French Toad calling from New Jersey. Just finished watching Greatest Hits, brilliant episode. Strange ending, didn't know who those guys were. Anyway, just wanted to point out, if you guys noticed, the little shout-out to the Lord of the Rings when Liam and Charlie were in their apartment or their house or whatever it was, and Liam was telling Charlie to take the ring. And, you know, I knew that Charlie's character didn't take the ring in the movie, but I just thought it was kind of cool that they did that. Anyway, yeah, that's it. Bye.
All right. Thank you for those calls.
You notice that shout out?
Huh?
Did you catch
it? Yeah, it wasn't as, you know, like in your face, but I could see it there, the parallel. Maybe.
I only watched one episode and I got it.
God, only whatever. But as far as being leftover Dharma, I really think that Ben's just kind of pulling, you know, trying to pull a fast one. He still has contact there. It's some kind of ace up his sleeve that he hasn't pulled out yet.
Yeah.
And
I was shocked when they came running out.
I was too. I thought it'd be like an abandoned thing.
Yeah, or something. I thought was what was. Does I kept looking at the clock though. I kept going, we only have 2 minutes.
Yeah.
I said, what's happening? He's gonna have to drown here soon.
Yeah.
So. I don't know. I was shocked when they came running out. And maybe Charlie, you know, maybe he couldn't swim. Maybe the island healed his swimming problem. You never know.
Maybe.
The island is amazing.
Or maybe, actually, I didn't even think about this. Maybe somehow, because I think people said they heard Desmond, heard the word, like the name Desmond at the pool.
Yeah.
Maybe somehow Desmond going back in time changed the course of time. And so where now he did learn how to swim at that point in time, and now he can swim.
Really? Now, you heard the name Desmond?
I didn't hear myself personally, but I think I saw either an email or a post somewhere that said, did you hear somebody said the name Desmond at that pool? Now, I can't confirm that at all or anything. That's what I heard. But even without that,
well, that
it
would
could still be said that somehow Desmond going back in time changed the course of events to where Charlie did learn how to swim.
Now, are you saying Desmond did go back in time now?
Well, that's what the producers have said. That
they said he actually went back in time.
Or he could change his whatever, his future, whatever.
Okay.
So I guess you could consider whatever Desmond did, if he did, quote-unquote, go back in time, truthfully, maybe somehow that, whenever that happened, it changed the course of events that led to Charlie being able to swim.
Huh. Well, that would be...
I could believe that the most out of anything.
That would be great. I could live with that.
But yeah,
that would explain why he can swim now.
Exactly, and he couldn't swim back then.
But you were saying it's continuity error, and I said there's no way.
So
no way there's a continuity error.
I think that, yeah, it is now. I think that really works. That whatever Desmond did, whatever happened with the hatch, whatever that happened, it led to the course of events that led to Charlie being able to swim.
Now, why can't Desmond just go back and just eliminate the plane ever crashing?
Because he didn't. He went back, but he still didn't change.
Well, he needs to go back again.
He doesn't really have that power. It's just
maybe Locke. Maybe Locke will blow something else up and knock him back into the past again.
Oh,
you
man.
Never know. Locke has that capability.
Well, we don't know if Locke's alive yet or not.
Oh, he's alive.
All right.
Kelvin's swimming him out to the underwater hatch right now.
That'd be kind of funny if all of a sudden we go like those two girls take him and then like Locke's sitting on a throne or something in there.
What's that king of the
Hello,
sea?
Hello, Charlie.
Who's the king of the sea guy?
Was it Poseidon?
Yeah. Something like that.
He has like a triton. Oh, man. All right. Anything else you want to say about those calls?
No.
All right. Let's go to the next set of calls here. We got one from Jane Doe. What do you call her?
We got to call her Claire.
Okay, Claire. Josh from Georgia. John in Indianapolis. Kansas Mike. And Nancy from Texas. Here we go.
Hey, Jane, Jack. I thought this was a really, really good episode, a great lead up to the season finale. And I think I'm actually going to be, I mean, a lot of people are not going to like me for saying this, a little disappointed if they don't kill Charlie now. I mean, he had a great episode and I think he would go down like this giant blaze of glory if he died now, and it would be like the best death on any TV show that I can think of. So, yeah, you should have seen me when I actually thought this when Desmond was going to go, because Desmond's one of my favorite characters. So I was like, oh no, Desmond, don't do it. Don't let him do it, Charlie. So I'm really glad that he danced. And Jack, I bet you were yelling at the TV how they should have done this season, the first season, when they found that Wyatt followed it out into the ocean. Anyway, yeah, it looks really, really, really good next week. I'm really, really, really excited about it. So I can't wait to hear what you say. Bye.
Hey, Jay and Jack. This is Josh from Georgia. I just had a quick comment about the underwater hatch that Charlie ended up on tonight. I think this is going to be where all the children have been taken. You know, we really haven't heard anything about that lately. And I think this is, I think that's when there were two women down there. I think they have the women taking care of the kids. But I think that's where all the kids are going to be. And I think that's where they've been hiding them. And also, I think next week on the season finale, just a theory, I think there's going to be a big traitor. Someone's going to end up being a traitor that we least expect. And, yeah, I don't know who it's going to be, though. I really don't see it being Jack and not Juliet. I don't know. It's going to be someone totally out of the blue, I think. But love the show, you guys, and you guys do a great job. Bye.
Hey, Jan Jack. This is John in Indianapolis. It's my first time calling in, and I just wanted to say, wow, what a great episode tonight with Greatest Hits. Boy, I think it really sets up the two-hour season finale next week really well. The whole thing with Charlie going into the looking glass hatch, and what do you know, there's a big moon pool and girls with guns. So that was really exciting, because I really thought that that Charlie was going to die this episode. So I'm kind of happy that he didn't die. And also, I just wanted to make this comment. I thought it was really interesting that Ben decided to move up the time when they're going to kind of go and take the women at the Losties camp. Obviously, something that happened, the whole thing from last episode with the meeting Jacob and the interaction with Locke, you know, that obviously upset him a great deal. So there's just a lot going on there, and I'm just really excited to see where that's going. So anyway, I think it was kind of interesting that we saw the return of Rose and Bernard. And Jack, I don't know if we got any more evidence as to whether they work for Dharma or not, but I don't know. With all that knot tying skill that Rose has, I think it's a possibility. So anyway, love the podcast, and just looking forward to hearing what you guys are going to say. And have a great one. Bye.
Hey, Jane Jack, this is Kansas Mike. Just finished watching the episode. I gotta say it was pretty good. I wouldn't say it topped the last week's episode, but it was still pretty good. I got some took some notes while watching. Here we got. So first of all, my first one actually was that Charlie. Like, if Charlie said that he's such a good swimmer, why did Desmond, you know, saw him drown, you know, in his flash, in his little whatever you call it, flashes. And then, you know, he said that he lied, so you can clearly see that. The other point is that there was no Desmond in Charlie's flashback. So what does that mean? Does that mean that Desmond really didn't go back to the future? He imagined it, or he changed the timeline or something like that? I think it was just in Desmond's head, everything that he saw, my personal. The third one is that he saved Saeed's girlfriend from being mugged, which is, you know, another connection between the characters. I guess it was pretty cool, and she said that he's a hero and everything, and I like that. And the last thing is that when Charlie went down to the water hatch, which, Jack, kudos to you. You stayed by, you know, your warden and said there was a water hatch, and there is a water hatch. Anyway, what I'm thinking is those women are the SKPs from the Dharma Initiative. I think they hid there from, you know, they found out somehow that Ben betrayed the Dharma Initiative, and they went down there, and that's where they stayed. And yeah. That's all I have. You guys have a good day, and I'm looking forward to listening to your podcast tomorrow. All right, guys, have a good day.
Hi, Jane Jack. This is Nancy from Texas calling. Just finished watching the episode about 5 minutes ago. I know people get tired of these, you know, oh my gosh calls, but this is definitely one of them. I just thought this was a fabulous, fabulous episode of Lost. This is the reason why I watched this show. The acting was superb. The plot lines were superb. I was just so blown away. I think Dominic Monaghan is an unbelievable actor. He just nailed it. Every scene in this episode, he just nailed. I thought it was fabulous. So I don't have much to say in the line of theories or anything like that. It's just more of a just, you know, it's just unbelievable. It had a little bit of action, a little bit of romance, a lot of suspense, and I just think this is just classic Lost right here. Can't wait for next week. Love the podcast. Thanks. Bye.
All right. Thank you for those calls.
I agree with Nancy. That was everything was right on.
Exactly.
Acting, the plot line. It was
A plus Lost.
Dom did a great job.
Yes, he did. Yeah. Brilliant job.
Excellent job. Best death on TV. If Charlie would have died, what do you think?
I
still have to go to Henry Blake dying on MASH.
Ah, yeah.
Because that was complete. Because we didn't have computers back then. There were no spoilers, and that was just like, oh.
Yeah, I would have to go with that as number one. But modern time in my lifetime, I'd probably have to pick that.
Okay, yeah. If he had died.
If he had died, yes.
He didn't die.
But he didn't.
And then was it Josh that said the children were maybe being stored on the underwater hatch?
Yeah.
And that's why there's women there, and they're keeping him in line by being able to use guns.
Right? I guess.
Well, that's how they did things back in the 60s. When I was growing
when
up.
When you were a kid.
When I was a kid, you know, your parents.
Mom had the AK-47 and you right. got out of line.
Did you spill that ice cream? No, Mom, I didn't. You know, nowadays, you get a timeout? Huh. What I would have
we
done.
Have it easy.
What I would have done for a timeout, or what the nanny, naughty chair.
Oh, man.
Moved up in time. Maybe, I was thinking, you know, maybe the reason, because Ben had a bag with him, right?
His usual little handbag.
So could he have had like a walkie-talkie or something with him?
For what?
Maybe someone, I don't know, maybe, because someone said there may be a traitor on there, someone we're not thinking. I'm thinking maybe Naomi.
Ah, no.
She's in there. Okay.
Then if the case was that Naomi was with them, why would Mikhail come back saying this person crashed on the island, they're with them, and she has a communications get to her people on the other side?
I don't know. Mikhail got his butt kicked.
Uh-huh, yeah.
So, I don't know.
That's where your theory
I'm just saying, if there is a traitor.
If there is.
And the reason, what's his name, Ben looked so frazzled because someone told him that Juliet spilled the beans.
Ah, so maybe he found out that Juliet, in fact, double-crossed him.
Yes, and that's why he's so frazzled. Maybe Danielle, maybe Carl.
Not
we don't
Carl.
Know. I don't think Carl had a radio on him.
No, Carl didn't know.
Naomi, we don't know too well. Maybe old Rose. Maybe old Dharma Rose.
No, but I wouldn't be shocked if there was a traitor. But I can't really pick out who it would be, you know?
Because there has to be a reason why he wanted to move up the attack.
Yeah, exactly.
Because a smart person, you don't move up the attack.
Or maybe somehow Locke spilled the beans that he got the walkie-talkie and gave it to Sawyer or something.
That could be it. I don't know.
But yeah, you're right. I mean, he's obviously frazzled because, you know, whole Jacob's, I mean, the past episode we saw. He's
obviously, maybe he did have that bag, you know, mm-hmm. He lost his rabbit.
His daughter. I don't know if that was his. We don't know.
It looked like his
rabbit.
He didn't
seem to care to throw it out into the electric fence anyway.
But yeah. I don't know. It just, like I said, it was like, I agree with like Nancy. This is a show that just keeps getting better and better. Mm-hmm. And it was, like I said, acting. It was a great show.
Yep. You ready for the last set of calls here?
I'm ready.
All right. Let's go to one from Kevin from Florida. NIC from the ATL. Utica Dan, Ohio Patty, and Vicky. Here we go.
All righty.
Hey, this is Kevin from Florida. I just got done watching the new episode of Lost tonight, and I'm telling you, Juliet is a liar. She's lying, and she's leading them all into a trap. They're going to all die next week. Namaste.
Hey, Jay and Jack. This is NIC from the ATL. So if you've got a underwater hatch and you need to disable some communication from it, the best thing for you to do would be to cut the wire. I don't know, it just makes sense. Tell me what you think.
Hey, Jay and Jack, it's Utica Dan. So, Rose and Bernard are finally back. That's really cool. And turns out Bernard's pretty good with a gun. That actually surprises me, because Rose had said that it isn't pheasant hunting in Montgomery County. That's funny, because they're from New York City, and I assume they mean Montgomery County, New York. That's where I grew up. I'm pretty sure we didn't have anywhere that you could go pheasant hunting in Montgomery County. But it was cool to have my hometown get some props or whatever. Now I live in Oneida County, or as I lovingly refer to it, the OC. That was weak. All right, good episode tonight. Can't wait for the finale. Can't wait to hear the podcast tomorrow. Thanks, guys. Bye.
Hey, Jay and Jack. It's Ohio Patty with a huge congratulations to Jack for finally being proven right that there is an underwater hatch. I'm sure he was jumping up and down, dancing around, doing the happy dance. Had to be. So I'm so glad, and I think you should get a tally for that. He's been saying that since from season one, and I've agreed with him. I knew eventually we'd see that underwater hatch. And big surprise that there was people in it. You knew there had to be people in it. It's lost. There has to be people in it, even though it was flooded and supposedly not used. But it was a great episode. I was really afraid for Charlie the whole time because he's one of my favorites. And I was thinking, well, if he is going to die, I'm glad they're going to let him die a hero because that's such a nice turnaround for his character. I mean, his character has done some really interesting things, and I'm sure Dominic has enjoyed playing him, but I hope he sticks around for the rest of Lost. I really want to see him stick around, but if not, I hope he gets to go out with a bang and prove that he is a good guy at heart. But I had some thoughts. I've been thinking about the other episodes and just Lost in general because, you know, one of my thoughts is Ben tells Jack way back when that no matter what you think, Juliet is one of us. So that gets me to thinking, if she is one of them and you have to kill someone who means something to you to be one of them, who did she kill? Now, she didn't directly kill her ex-husband, so who's the only other person she ever cared for? Her sister. I don't know. Maybe she has been blackmailed into this group, but I've always thought you can't trust her. So maybe she is one of them, and she's all part of the plan, and she killed her sister. So we'll see what happens with that. And also, when the others did their purge of the compound, the Dharma compound, I didn't see any dead children, so I'm wondering, are the children still alive, and did they kidnap them? Because you know how they can't have kids, so possibly they kidnapped all the children, and they've been growing up as others. Maybe that's where most of the others came from. And also, I have a crazy crackpot theory. I think that Mikhail will turn out to be Danielle's husband. Yes, Mikhail the eye patch guy is going to turn out to be Danielle's husband and the father of Alex, because I just think that he's been there as long as Danielle has, and he, in order to save himself, started working with the others, but Danielle could not agree to that, so she decided to take off, and that's when they decided to take the kids. So that's my crazy crackpot theory. We'll see. I want to tally if it comes true, because I still think Danielle's a little iffy. Can't really trust a woman. She's crazy. But we'll see what happens. And anyways, congratulations, Jack. And was one other thing on the Easter eggs, was that Nadia who met Charlie? I think it was. So talk to you later. Bye.
Hey, Jay and Jack. This is Vicky calling you guys. I was just finished watching Lost with my mom, and she made a very good point. Why did they just not try to cut the cable, you know, that went down to the Looking Glass station? That would simplify everything, and, you know, Charlie would not be in threat of dying, which would just devastate me and millions of Lord of the Rings fans who watch this show all over. All right, you know, that just makes a lot more sense than what they're doing, but, you know, drama purposes and whatever, but talk to you guys later. Bye.
All right. Thank you for those calls.
I agree. All us Lord of the Ring fans would be quite upset.
You don't get to put yourself in that category, mister. I watched one episode. I was like, it didn't have an ending. Me, 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 me. And you watch Lost. All right.
Well, eventually it'll have an ending.
Yeah. So did Lord of the Rings. It eventually had an ending.
When I go to a movie, whatever, I expect baby. It to have an ending. It's like Pirates of the Caribbean when I went, liked it all the way up to the end, and it was like, what, no ending?
Yeah, but Lord of the Rings is three stories. You knew it wasn't going to be done in the first movie because there's three movies.
I didn't know that.
It's common knowledge. All right, go ahead.
I did not know that. Anyway, Ohio Patty, I already got a tally for the underwater hatch. Even though the underwater hatch I got a tally for really wasn't the true underwater hatch that I was talking about.
But now it's truly, truly,
truly the what
in
I was
stone.
About. You think they came up with it? Because that was a question I asked at Comic-Con. You think they went, hey, that's a good idea.
No, but you could tell the way they answered it that they kind of knew that they were going to do that this season.
Yeah.
The cable. Talk about the cable.
Anyway, that was cool. But I kind of got spoiled on that anyway because I got a few PMs and
a
lot of emails. Remember, I came down to you and said, well, I don't want to tell you, but there's a...
Well, I knew you said you got spoiled on a couple of things. Like, great, dang it.
But I couldn't avoid it. It was it's what people keep throwing it out there. And I said, fine, I'll look at it.
So then now you're not spoiler free anymore. You caved in.
But that's all I knew. I don't know anything else. I just looked at that. I just looked at today's episode. I agree. I don't know why they just couldn't cut the cable. But of course, if they cut the cable, I don't mean to change the subject because I'm getting blasted here, but you know, if they wouldn't have the whole dramatic scene of Charlie going down there, though.
Well, yeah, that, and I really don't think that whole, and I mean, it's kind of a bad idea to just have a cable sitting on a beach, and that's the whole, if you cut that cable, the whole thing's gone. You know what I mean?
You know what's amazing is what? They never have trouble finding it.
What do you mean?
The cable. They can go there. Yes. Oh, here it is.
Yeah, I'm telling you right now, when I was a kid, I used to like bury toys in the sand. Yeah. The second I'd bury them in the sand, I couldn't find them ever again.
It's gone forever.
But that cable, they can find it.
The guy with the wearing the dress socks with sandals with the metal detector, he can find it. But no, you can't find it at all. But they have no trouble finding that cable. Yeah. It's amazing. So we had a couple calls that Juliet is a liar. You think Juliet's leading him into a trap?
I don't think so.
You think I'll get a big tally next week because Juliet will be proven to be.
We're tied 6-6, so something has to happen here.
It's got to be a big, and I'm not taking a big chance on my crackpot theory. So I'm kind of playing conservative on this one. So,
I mean, I think we will find out the answer if she's lying or she isn't. So.
Well, what if it's inconclusive? We can't. No one wins a tally. But this is worth 108 points. Or no, I don't know 108. Whatever it's worth. It's worth some points. It could be worth a prize or two.
But anything else you want to say about those calls?
They were all great. That's it.
Are you ready for your crackpot theory? Do you have that ready?
Yes.
Yeah, is there anything for the contest that was answered?
Actually, we talked about it on Monday's show.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know if I'm going to add the point. Well, basically, it was number 8. We find out who the him is?
Yeah, it is.
And we ruled that it was Jacob, and that's worth, for some reason, worth 108 points. And I think I might add that points with one who's going to be, I know who's going to be in the last flashback.
Uh-huh.
But I'm not going to, I won't say that on the next show.
Yeah.
I'm just going to add those points.
Okay, with that one.
With that one. And
okay.
That'll reflect the points, and then the final episode, I'll
put them all together.
Yeah, because I don't want to give out.
All right.
If people don't want to stay spoiler-free.
Okay.
I don't want to tell him who's going to be in it.
All right. Now let me get the drum set ready for Jack's Crackpot Theory of the Week.
All right. All right, first of all.
Okay.
This is not my crackpot theory, but I'm just going to say it.
All right.
I'm going to Naomi's a liar.
Okay.
I'm not making emails saying, oh, we have no proof. But the more I think about it, she knows too much about the Losties. She just knows too much.
In the world of 24-hour news networks, it's not that uncommon.
I could see that, but you know, I'm just going. Do you think she's lying or not?
I believe her.
You believe that she's there to rescue them.
I believe yes. Well, she's not there to rescue them. No, she's there because she was sent there by Penny.
By Penny
to get Desmond. She was not sent there to rescue the 815ers. No.
Okay, but she's on a boat. Obviously, a boat big enough.
She's
to
part
launch
of some
helicopter.
Kind of search crew that was trying to find Desmond.
So it's a boat big
she's
enough.
She's telling the truth. Yeah.
Okay, so you think she's telling the truth?
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm gonna say that she's lying. I have no proof.
Okay.
But just because I'm old and I don't believe people anymore. All right, my crackpot theory, and I'm going to be, since it is tied 6-6, and I know people have, maybe a few people picked me, I'm going to play it safe.
Okay.
That eventually. Not next week, maybe.
Uh-huh.
But eventually.
Okay.
I don't think the underwater hatch is going to flood and blow up.
Okay.
I think it's going to be, like you said, that Charlie's story won't be resolved until season 4.
We won't get to it until season 4.
What's going on the underwater hatch?
Yeah.
I mean, we'll see some of it maybe, but we won't see.
Yeah, I really think that they're going to think Charlie really is dead. Desmond's going to wake up and pretty much assume that he's dead probably, then go back. And they're probably going to assume Charlie for dead. And then he'll come back and be like, oh, he's back here. La, la, la.
But Claire's already gone off with another one.
Oh, that'd be terrible, yeah. Wouldn't it?
Who would she go with?
Desmond, maybe? Wouldn't that be like total
backstab? No, I don't see him. No, I don't see him doing that.
Right.
I don't know.
But okay. But yeah.
Anyway, my theory is that Charles Widmore,
uh-huh,
will be on or in the underwater hatch.
All right.
I'm just throwing it
out.
I was trying to think of who. The whole time I was trying to think, and I said, because I've already said Marvin Candle.
Yeah.
But that last season. So I'm trying to think who we haven't seen in a while, but who we've seen on the show. There has to be someone in that underwater hatch that we've seen before.
Okay.
Like someone that's kind of running the underwater hatch. Maybe Calvin.
Kelvin, you mean?
Kelvin.
Yes,
I
maybe.
I call him Calvin. But Kelvin, maybe. I don't. Because I think Kelvin's not dead.
I don't think he is
because
either.
Because they didn't find his. He didn't find his body, so the island healed Kelvin, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Mikhail can get his brains splattered. I mean, there's no reason that Kelvin couldn't be alive. So it's going to be someone we haven't seen before, and I'm just going to throw it out there.
That it's Charles Widmore?
I was going to say Kelvin, but Kelvin was rescuing Locke. That's what I said last week, so I couldn't.
Oh yeah, that's right.
I can't go. You know.
Well, you can play like all the different possibilities.
So can I do that? Can I change it to Kelvin?
If you want to, I'm not going to say no.
All right. Then I'm going to say I'm changing it.
Okay.
Quick change here from Charles Widmore to Kelvin.
All right.
Is going to be in the underwater hatch. And Kelvin is going to be the one that turned in the losties, tricked the losties. And Kelvin's the one. Kelvin works for Dharma. And Kelvin.
Oh, man.
You just can't go wrong with Kelvin.
All right. So
nothing comes between me and my Kelvins. That's an old commercial.
So
that Kelvin will be eventually, maybe not this season, but maybe next season, which would not affect the.
Just get to the point. We get it.
Are you stressed out?
No, because you keep rambling on. Just get to the point. Make a sentence.
That Kelvin will be eventually
here,
found.
Here's Jack. I think it's going to be Kelvin. Not that it's going to happen this season. Not that it's going to happen tomorrow because I don't want to do this. La, 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 la. But that Kelvin, well, not Kelvin, maybe this.
Because you know what will happen?
What?
I'll get a bunch of things. You have no proof that it's going to be Kelvin. So anyway.
Be a man. Make a statement.
No, I want to be a J. I don't want to be a man. I'm going to say that Kelvin.
Okay, we heard it. Just say, just come on.
Kelvin's going to be found in the underwater hatch eventually.
And?
I'm sticking to it. That's my crackpot theory. How was that? Was that better?
Yeah, it was a little better. It's like you keep second-guessing yourself. Make your theory.
Well,
don't be shy about it.
Well, sometimes you second-guess yourself.
Don't.
Sometimes you get confused.
You're the great and powerful Jack.
Yeah.
You can't show that you're weak.
I'm weak.
All right, you ready to close up the show?
Superman has his kryptonite. I have my crackpot theories.
All right. You ready to close up the show?
Well, yeah.
All right, here we go. All right, so that is our show for this Thursday. If you'd like to give us a call, 206-309-0311.
Call anytime.
Once again, that's 206.
Well, you're babbling on about me not finishing a sentence. Come on.
You can't 309-0311.
Call anytime.
Give us an email at lostpodcast@gmail.com. Once again, it's lostpodcast@gmail.com. Check out our website at jayandjack.com with all important information related to the show and also links to our cool MySpace page. Be our MySpace friend. I think we're almost to 2,000.
Really?
I think we're 18.
Are they all real?
Something. I believe they're all
did
real.
Did we get duct tape as a friend yet?
And I passed 1,000 on my personal MySpace.
Well, that only took a while.
And
I passed 1,400 recently.
Whoop-de-doo, Basil. Also, you can join our listener forum and discuss the episode right after it airs. And throw out your theories out there, what you think is going to happen, or just questions about Lost.
They don't
and
even
also,
have to be good theories. You can check theories.
You can ask me in the Ask Jay or Ask Jack in the Ask Jack sections of the forum, and a lot of other cool stuff in the Lost Podcast listener forum. You can check the links at jayandjack.com.
And everyone seems to have such a good time.
Yes, it's a very friendly forum. And that's about it. Hugo Cup, I've been trying my hardest, guys, but I was actually working with Doc Arts of thetailsection.com. We're trying to make a capture system, but it's taken forever. I know people suggested some other ones like Pole Daddy, but they can still be messed with and tampered with, and I'm not going to just do another one and have it not work too. If we're going to do it, I'm going to try and do it right. But if there's any of you out there that are programmers that would know how to make a voting poll system with CAPTCHA and make it really nice and stable, you can send me an email. You'd be my hero.
What about the five people that are in the running? Are they still upset? Do they understand what's going on?
Oh, yeah. We had a meeting with all of them, and they agreed that they would like a CAPTCHA system.
Okay, so it's all on the up and up? And that.
Yeah, they've all agreed to it.
Okay.
So.
Because I haven't had an email in a while about it, so I guess everybody's
cool with it. All right, so ready to go get out of here?
Yeah, I said that a while ago.
All right, hasta luego, and goodbye.
Bye.
It's 4 o'clock on some other day. A bunch of us go for a swim. There's a Scotsman drinking next to me. It's McCutcheon's with nothing else in. And he asks me, can you write a song or two? In fact, won't you write 9 or 10? 'Cause I'm thinking of needing a holiday from saving your ass once again. Something new all everybody. La da, chim chiru, la da. I'll sing you a song 'cause I'm Charlie Mann. So listen, you drunk Scottish son. 'Cause before our plane crashed on this island, you know I was a bloody rock god. Now John was a wheelchair-bound salesman who blew up a hatch and survived. He's obsessed with a dad who's a con man who continually ruined his life. And so Ben brought him onto the island and demanded John cut off his head. But he didn't have the stomach to do it. He got Sawyer to kill him instead. Oh, something new all everybody. La da, chim chiru, da da. Now Jack had performed spinal surgery on a man that he'd barely just met. Then they left Jack for dead and they went on ahead. So he came back with Miss Juliet. Can't have any babies, so they're taking our kids for their own. So we'd better start living together, 'cause it's better than dying alone. I'll sing you a song 'cause I'm Charlie Mann, about all this stuff from before. May not be good in a rumble, but I'll make a good troubadour. It's a pretty good day for a skirmish, and the others have plans to invade. And it's just been revealed what they're coming to steal, so we're ready to thwart their crusade. So I'll play my guitar to distract them, and while they're all looking this way, take the chance that you find to sneak up from behind and get busy at saving the day. Something, something, I once played a hobbit. Bloody rock god, la di da da da. I'll sing you a song 'cause I'm Charlie Mann. So listen, you drunk Scottish sod. 'Cause before our plane crashed on this island, you know I was a bloody rock god.